If someone brings bagels or donuts to work and you pick up a bagel or a donut, you actually sniff it and then put it back and pick another one up.
No, no, no.
That is all I need to know about you.
I worked with a guy that would take a bite from all the bagels and put them back.
Oh, no.
Well, that he needs to be fired. What the hell is that all about? Did his name rhyme with crying me crest?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me?
No. Nope.
That guy's like a billionaire. He has to eat everybody else's food.
It would drive us crazy.
No wonder you like working with us better. Even though our career is taking you nowhere and his could have taken you to the stratosphere.
And that's all I need to know about you.
Wow.
Well, I never had a problem with that kid till right now.
That kid.
Who's a grown man.
Yes.
I get it.
Close to your age. 833-287-1037. What's happening in your world that's made you say, that's all I need to know about you?
Lauren in Fallbrook, that's all I need to know about you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, if you take the time to do something for someone else that's easy for you but would be difficult for them, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, what a cool take. What are you talking about?
Just anything. If you're good at painting and somebody needs their house painted, or, you know, they're having a rough time and you're doing great, you just take the time to do it for them.
That's fabulous. Have you had that happen to you personally? Has anyone done something for you?
Yeah, I have amazing friends. But it's also something that I enjoy doing also, cooking for people when they're sick or just whatever, watching their kids, taking them to school.
Ah, that's so awesome, Lauren. Thank you for that. Now, not to turn this into a negative, but in the same vein, if you have a friend or a colleague that's really good at something, say a mechanic or say a painter, and ask them to help you and they help you and then you think they're going to do it for free or don't even offer them something, that's all we need to know about you. That's their job, right? That's how they make a living.
Absolutely. And it happens a lot in every occupation. If somebody knows somebody, they're like, oh yeah, you're a carpenter. How could I do this? Can you help me do this? And then you're like, thanks. You should always offer. People's time is valuable. And when you don't even offer something, you're telling them, hey, thanks for letting me take your skill, but it's not worth anything to me.
833-287-1037. How about you? What's going on causing you to say that's all I need to know about you with John and Tammy? Shane in Oceanside, that's all I need to know about you. Go ahead.
So if you wear shoes on the beach, that's all I need to know about you.
If you wear shoes on the beach. What's your stance on flip-flops, Shane?
I don't know. The whole point is to go and relax and enjoy yourself and put the sand through your toes. So that's why.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because if you're wearing any kind of shoes, even flip-flops, that sand gets in between everything. You might as well just have your feet fully in the sand.
Correct.
Plus, it's easier to walk on the beach with bare feet. I mean, it's just practical, right, Shane?
Yeah, exactly.
Much like cities have, like, tourism guides, you should be, like, a beach guide. And when people come to Oceanside or wherever you're beaching, go ahead and just say, hey, shoes off, pal. You're on the beach. Let's act like it. What do you think?
I love it. That's perfect.
Thank you, Shane.
So, about shoes on the beach, I didn't want to bring this up with Shane because he was so passionate. I, for the first time last week, took Roger the puppy to Dog Beach. When we had Harry the Wonder Dog, he wasn't friendly with other dogs, so taking him to Dog Beach would have been a nightmare. Roger, I was nervous about because he really doesn't run around unleashed yet. And other dogs, he's kind of,
sure. You know. Yeah, he's he hasn't done a ton of socializing with other dogs.
But what a delight it was to watch him just get into himself and really enjoy other dogs and the water. But I will say, there were a couple times, and I don't need to tell you why, I would have liked to have my shoes on at Dog Beach.
Well, you know, going to Dog Beach, I would suggest everybody wear water shoes just because animals are animals, and just like parents with their kids, you know, they can have an accident and you don't catch it.
Oh, and by the way, you still need to pick up after your dog, even though you're on Dog Beach.
But if your dog is running around, you might not see that they did.
And that was the issue. Yeah. And the other issue is Roger's a little puppy, and Roger's not a big dog, and Roger's accidents aren't
yes, I get that.
The massive accident.
I would suggest you get your water shoes for when you go to Dog
Beach. Yeah, that's my own issue. Yes. That's my own issue.
Absolutely.
That's all I need to know about me. I'm still coming to grips with my weirdness.
833-287-1037. Time for you to share yours right now. That's all I need to know about you with John and Tammy. And it's being brought to you by Gomez Trial Attorneys. Seriously injured? Get a real trial attorney. Get Gomez.